In recent years, the city of Tampa has laid off over 100 employees and eliminated hundreds of part-time, seasonal, or otherwise vacant positions to cope with diminishing revenues. Because of those losses, several city council members today objected to learn that a request for $1 million to hire temporary staffing positions came before them. Greg Spearman is the city of Tampa's director of purchasing. He said there was a compelling reason for the funds.
Each position, Councilman Scott, does get vetted by the administration through human resources, through the chief of staff's office, and through budget. And where it makes sense to fill a critical need, which has always been the administration's position, those positions are filled. However, until such time that they're filled, we have to have the service continue to be provided by the department.
Commission Chair Thomas Scott was the first to publicly acknowledge the obvious.
I mean, we're laying people off, and we're going to lay more people off, and that's just a lot of money for temp services, though.
Well, even though
I just have a real concern about that.
Scott said the council just approved over $300,000 in similar services back in March, and last fall, around $200,000.
I guess at this point, I really need to see some kind of analysis when we start talking about the cost saving versus temporary, permanent hire versus temporary, because a million, in fact, it's what, 1.1 million just in 2 months.
Councilwoman Mary Mulhern said she has wanted, since coming on the council over 2 years ago, to see a cost comparison regarding how much the city is actually saving by using temps instead of full-time employees.
The layoffs and the outsourcing of jobs were starting in the Parks Department and in the mowing contracts, and I think in solid waste. And I had asked if we could see a report on eventually a comparison of what we are now paying to outsource this work and what we have saved in those layoffs that occurred where that work was replaced.
Mulhern said the biggest crisis in the local economy is unemployment and said the city needs to take a larger perspective on laying off employees versus hiring others as temps.
Outsourcing, privatizing is not economically the best solution, and I think that, you know, as we see these contracts, I'm not going to necessarily be able to support them unless we can get the kind of reporting that's going to show us it's a large savings, and unless we can hear the justification for how, in the bigger picture, we're helping this economy, our local economy.
Councilwoman Lita Salcena.
Oftentimes, people are hired as temps as a way to do an end run to avoid providing benefits, and that's my concern.
Councilman John Dingfelder said well over a year ago, the council had voiced their displeasure with privatizing city services, and he requested from Director of Purchasing Greg Spearman a complete report on the temporary worker issue.
What these positions are, who these temporary people are, not necessarily by name, but by title or function. What are they doing? Who used to do it? How long has this temporary person, been on board? And at what cost per hour? And specifically, I'd like to know over the last 3 or 4 years, how many folks in the HR department and any other departments that are using these temps, how many people have been laid off?